It's Maggie Rodden. This is Friday. How are you? I hope everybody's looking forward to a wonderful weekend. All of those of you out there who are off and can goof off, and those of you who have to work, well, it is what it is. And for all of you who don't have a job, I wish you did. Honestly, I really do. If I had a magic wand, I am telling you, I would change 99.9% of the stuff going on. I truly would. Anyway, listen, I have another great guest lined up today. He's going to come on with me after the first break. His name is Frank Sabo, and he is running for sheriff up in one of the counties up in New Hampshire. He's a friend of mine from down here by me originally, and he moved away and went up there, and he intends to fight the good fight, so we're going to talk to him when he comes on with me in a couple of minutes. Listen, let me give you some information here. I want you to get involved with the network. I suggest Officer Jack McClam's book, Operation Vampire Killer 2012. It's available 208-935-7852, 208-935-7852. Call that number. Work out a deal with Carol. It's an excellent book. Get it into the hands of law enforcement and our military. They need to understand what's really going on here, because they don't. I'm sure most of them don't. And get that book. You can go to my website right on the main page. Right in the center is information on this book. So if you need more information, don't have a pen, don't have a website, whatever, or don't have an internet connection, I don't know, whatever. People listen through satellite, you know. Lots of ways to listen, lots of people listening. And I'm glad they are, because we are true three distributors here on this network. Listen, I hear the cue music. We're going to break. We'll be back in three. Don't change that dial.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GETBERKEY.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rod. Listen, I want to give you my website. It is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and go there. I am actually going to put a clip of a friend of mine went to a Chick-fil-A the other day, and he was interviewing. This was in Paramus, New Jersey. He was interviewing the numerous people in the line. He spoke with several of them. But I want to bring on my guest. Then I'm going to play a clip. Then my guest, Frank Szabo, he and I are going to get into the whole sheriff stuff. Hi, Frank. How are you? Thanks for joining me today. I haven't talked to you in quite some time. How are you, kid?
I'm doing great. It has been a long time, Maggie.
Yeah. So what county are you running for sheriff in New Hampshire, Frank?
I am running in Hillsborough County, which is one of the southernmost counties and actually the most populous. It has the two main cities, Manchester and Nashua.
Oh, okay. Well, before we get into talking about the whole role of the sheriff and everything, I want to play this clip that is from someone else that I actually had on my show, went to a Chick-fil-A the other day. And you and I, Frank, are all about freedom of speech and the free exchange
Absolutely.
Of idea
yep.
and the Constitution supporting those ideals. And so he went there and he interviewed a couple of people who were, of course, in opposition to Chick-fil-A. And so, Board Op, would you play that clip, please?
There's a line of people outside of this Chick-fil-A. I don't know if they're neo-Nazis or KKK, but I'm going to try to get the license plates. We have protesters here for the Chick-fil-A because their CEO opposed gay marriage, right? Is that what he said?
Well, it's not that he opposed gay marriage. It's that he uses the customers' funds to support other companies that do oppose.
If he donates money to organizations that are anti-gay, anti-LGBT,
mm-hmm.
including one who's listed on the Southern Poverty Law Center as an actual hate group.
Oh, really? Who's a hate group?
I cannot tell you the name of it.
Oh, okay.
You can find it
online.
I
think it's the Christian, and then,
well, there's anti-gay, and then there's officially, are you familiar with the Southern Poverty Law Center?
I am, yes.
Okay, well, they officially list hate groups.
Really?
And this, now, they did only donate $1,000.
Oh, wow, okay.
Nonetheless, they still donated money to an officially listed hate group.
Oh, wow,
the Christian
okay.
family,
Focus on the family?
No, Focus on the Family isn't one, but, what is the name of that? Research, it's a research.
Donated money to an officially listed hate group, including one who's listed on the Southern Poverty Law Center as an actual hate group. Are you familiar with the Southern Poverty Law Center? Are you familiar with Southern Poverty Law? Stated money to an officially listed paper. Are you familiar with Southern Poverty Law?
God bless the SPLC and the ADL. Who else works around the clock figuring out what we can think and what we can say? So thank you guys. I appreciate it. And this whole Chick-fil-A thing came into the spotlight because the owner of Chick-fil-A in an interview said he was opposed to gay marriage. And the mayor of Chicago, I think it's a Presbyterian guy or maybe some other religion, Rahm Emanuel, I think that's his name. He said, well, we don't want him in our city. We're going to block him bringing Chick-fil-A into Chicago because of his, you know, religious beliefs. And I understand that, but at the same time, not allowing a chicken place to come into Chicago, especially South Chicago, I don't know. I think that's worse than burning a church. It's like Mississippi burning. But the important thing to remember is Chick-fil-A sends money to hate groups, like terrorist organizations. So if you go to Chick-fil-A, that means you're one of the terrorists. You're probably a neo-Nazi, like all those people I showed. So what you can do is get their license plates and take their photographs and send it to the good people of ADL so you can report them. That's how you can help keep America safe.
Well, that video, Frank Tekluyan, was done by Ramsey Paul, who does a lot of videos and commentary on things going on. And, of course, a lot of the stuff in there he said was tongue-in-cheek. It was tongue-in-cheek. No, he's exposing the hypocrisy and he's exposing silencers that are at the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL. And these two girls that were standing there with the signs, I'm going to put this video up on my website as well. The two girls that were standing there, of course, in their mind, it's official because the Southern Poverty Law Center said that it is official that anybody, you know, who has different opinions, well, they're haters, racists, homophobes, xenophobes, anti-Semites, or bigots. You know, got to be one of the above. Maybe you're even all of the above. You never know. You know what I mean? And the whole idea of free exchange of ideas, of free thought, of free speech, that is as written in our Constitution so that we will be free individuals and a government and with the idea in mind that we'd have small limited government and the government would exist to protect the rights, unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, protect our rights, not deny our rights.
Absolutely.
And so let's talk about the role of the sheriff in the county, unique role that the sheriff plays, Frank.
Yeah,
let's talk about that this morning.
Let me just give your listeners a little bit of a quick history lesson. The office of the sheriff is actually an ancient position, and it dates all the way back at least to the year 900 some in England. And everybody knows the story of Robin Hood, and the sheriff was the bad guy. Well, basically, he was doing the king's bidding, actually, Prince John, while the king was away. But the sheriff was always there to protect the rights and the property of the sovereign. When the colonists came over to North America, the sheriff came with them, again, still to protect the rights and the property of King George. After the Revolution, everything got turned upside down, and a number of things, actually. And one of them was that the citizens became the sovereigns. We are each individually sovereign citizens. And because of that, the sheriff then became the protector of the individual citizens, their rights, their property, and actually their morals. And the documentation shows that the authority of the sheriff is amazing. The sheriff is actually the CEO of the county and is duty-bound and fully authorized to protect the citizens, their rights, and their properties from any unlawful action. It doesn't matter whether it's a federal agency or a state agency or the local zoning Nazi, the sheriff is supposed to be protecting the citizens. And unfortunately, most sheriffs believe that their position is strictly related to the courts and the county prison system, but it absolutely goes well beyond that, and it's so significant. As I mentioned, historically, the office of the sheriff predates the Constitution. Because of that, it's actually based in common law and has some additional authorities that are unique to the county sheriff.
And Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and the reason I'm running is because there are so many unbelievably obvious violations of the Constitution. And most people think, well, you know, there's not much they can do about it. There is absolutely everything that the sheriff can do about it. And what I want to do is make sure that people know the authority of their sheriff and put pressure on them to do what they're supposed to do, and that is protect the citizens.
I was talking to a friend of mine who's out in California, and I can't remember. I think he's in Napa Valley, Napa County. I'm not mm-hmm. sure exactly where. But anyway, he was talking to his sheriff, and his sheriff said that, well, the community comes before the individual, Frank. And
that's socialism.
Yeah, yeah, the good of the community.
Uh-huh,
well, he
yeah.
was there to, you know, for the good of the community. And
right.
It's a slippery slope one slides down when one has that idea that the community is trumps, which is, of course, communitarianism trumps the individual. You and I are all about the individual. Founding fathers.
That's what this country was founded on.
And I don't
like to talk too much about history, but I just recently read some information about the founding of Jamestown. And it's a perfect example where socialism doesn't work, and it's obvious that it doesn't work. And the founding fathers knew about it. And the tragedies that happened in Jamestown were basically fixed when people decided, hey, I can own my own piece of property and do what I want on that property and enjoy the fruits of my labor. Socialism is the complete opposite, and it absolutely is the worst thing you can do, and the people just do not respond well to socialism in practice. It just doesn't work.
Well, Jamestown, they had a commune.
Right, basically, right.
That's what they tried was, you know, everybody was going to share equally, and they were all supposed to contribute equally, which, of course, that doesn't happen because there's
right.
always going to be some people who are more laborious and work harder than others, and there's going to be slackers, and animosity will set in and division will set in because it's just some people are – it just never works. No matter
right.
where exactly. they try it, it never works.
Right, right. And capitalism is what built this country, and the first 100 years, just the leaps that were made in so many areas, it just absolutely proves that capitalism – is the solution and not the problem. However, you know, and we're kind of getting off topic, but so many times it's the government intervention, unconstitutionally, of course, which causes the problems and creates the issues and the bubbles that we're dealing with now and all these other things. And
yeah.
The free market is supposed to be handling things on its own.
Hang on, Frank. 3 minutes. We'll be back. Frank Szabo is my guest. He is running for sheriff in Hillsborough County, New Hampshire. I'll get his website information and everything will be up on mine. We'll be back in 3. Don't change that dial.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. SPLC.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Everybody, we're back. This is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest this morning is Frank Szabo. He is running for sheriff up in Hillsborough, New Hampshire, Hillsborough County, New Hampshire. Frank, what's your website? How can people contact you, get involved, help you out, you know, throw a few dollars your way? You know, people up there maybe want to get involved and help you out, because listen, there's only a handful of constitutional sheriffs in this nation. We need every county to have a constitutional sheriff.
Absolutely. The website is www.zaboforsheriff.com. that's S-Z-A-B-O F-O-R-S-H-E-R-I-F-F, zaboforsheriff.com. And there are some links on there to some interviews I did. There's one on a local cable access channel that is actually almost a full hour long, very informative and educational. I go into detail about the authority of the sheriff and what a constitutional sheriff could do, and some documentation such as a treatise called Anderson on Sheriffs that spells out that the sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer of the county and has the authority to block all unlawful action. And also, just so you know, Maggie, there are a number of sheriffs, and I know of one currently serving sheriff in New Hampshire who is constitutional and wants to assert these authorities, but very honestly feels that they're the lone duck and they will get picked off very quickly. So it is important, and this is not just shameless self-promotion, but if I get elected, I won't hesitate. And one of the things I tell people is that day one, I will notify every federal agency that they will not come into Hillsborough County except through the office of the sheriff. And if I determine that their proposed action is unconstitutional, I will block it. And the sheriff has the authority to do that. And those agents either leave the county peaceably or they will be arrested and thrown in county jail. That's the authority of the sheriff. And I know that you are very concerned about Agenda 21, and that is something that is actually rather easy for the sheriff to take care of. And any municipality using taxpayer funds for an international membership is unlawful, and that would be stopped immediately. And Agenda 21 is actually something that the sheriff can affect as well.
Yeah, I know that. And I know that I've had several sheriffs on my show, Sheriff Lopey, John Lopey, up in Siskiyou County, California, because they want to blow some dams that are up there, and a couple that are in Oregon, and there's a group trying to fight against that. I've had another sheriff on. Geez, I feel bad. I don't want to insult any of them, but I talked to so many people, I can't always remember their names. Another fellow who was down in Arizona, and then you may have seen, Frank, that one sheriff in, I don't know, Arizona or New Mexico, who had blocked, I don't know if it was the Bureau of Land Management or the Forestry Service, they went in on that land and they started to cut the trees down that the people were being blocked from harvesting. So, mm-hmm. yes.
And actually, out west, one of the big issues is water rights, and the Bureau of Land Management comes in and tells these farmers that, sorry, you can't use your own water. You have to let your crops die because we say so. And sheriffs are telling these BLM agents, you are leaving the county now. And they are leaving the county. They recognize the authority of the sheriff. And it really just takes a few constitutional sheriffs to stand up, make a statement, get it known. Citizens will rally around that and help the sheriff protect them from these rogue agents.
Well, you know, absolutely. If you can, it is so imperative, Frank, that we get people to understand what freedom means.
Goodness.
You know, because I don't know if most people really truly understand what being a free individual actually means. And
they don't.
That's why they acquiesce, they roll over, they just, bow down, and it's critical. The time is running short here. It's critical that we get these people to realize what they are giving up and what they've never had and what they have given, what's been given up, and what they are giving up by continuing to go along with these tyrants who are out there. Things do you want people to know? I know we're going to hit a break in about a minute, Frank, and then we've got another long segment when we come back. What kinds of things should people know about you, focus on?
Well, as I said, I hope to be a constitutional sheriff once elected.
I know you'll be.
That's hopefully I'll get elected, but as you mentioned, it does take money. So, again, the shameless self-promotion, I do need donations. And if anybody is near the Southern Manchester area, we're having a big fundraiser on Wednesday night coming up. We're having a Monte Carlo night. So it should be a lot of fun. And if you know of anybody in New Hampshire, please forward that information to them. But again, I know that once I'm in office and, can follow through on these actions, the citizens will rally around that and, help to publicize that. And freedom is contagious. And as you said, people don't realize what true freedom is and what this country was based on and the way it was supposed to be run. And once they get a taste of that, I don't think there's going to be any going back.
No, I don't think so either, Frank. And I know you entered Agenda 21 and the land grabs and denial of rights and zoning commies and all of that kind of stuff is happening up there as well. Do you hear, are there many people awake to that up there, Frank?
Actually, just last week I got a huge endorsement, very important locally up here, the former state chair of the GOP committee endorsed me.
Oh, okay. Hang on. We got to hit this break. I just heard the cue music. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Hang on, Frank. Hold that thought. We're coming.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. all on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering.
What?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say...
The answer is no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas ready?
Hey, everybody, we're back. This is Maggie Rodden. My guest this morning is Frank Szabo, Szabo for Sheriff.com. His name is spelled S-Z as in zebra, A-B-O for Sheriff.com. And you were starting to tell me something when we hit that break, Frank.
Yeah,
sorry about
that.
Go right ahead,
no,
please.
No, that's fine. You were talking about Agenda 21 and how people are paying attention to it. And I was saying that I actually just received a great endorsement, and very important locally here. The former state chair of the GOP endorsed me very enthusiastically, and mainly because of my stance on Agenda 21 and the realization that I gave him that a constitutional sheriff can actually block that completely. And there are a number of people that are giving presentations throughout the state of New Hampshire, specifically about Agenda 21, trying to wake people up, and the message is getting out. But again, most people don't think that there's anything they can do about it, and so I'm trying to get my aspect of that message out, that the sheriff can absolutely do something about Agenda 21.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, really, it's key. You're a law enforcement official who can block the people who are coming on your property and spying on you and telling you you can't do this or you can't do that. You can be the wall that's put between your people attacking one's right to do what they want to do and use their water or turn on the air conditioning or... Any number of things.
I would assume you heard about the guy in Oregon that got fined $1,500 for collecting his own rainwater
that was falling on his
own property, and I think it was 30 days jail time.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just nonsense.
Yes, it is.
And I don't know. I always thought that people should be up in arms for so many things, and I just don't know what it's going to take for the average person, but I blame it on the fluoride.
Well, you know what? I'm telling you, honestly, Frank, something is contributing to this mental block that people have when it comes to seeing these assaults on their freedom and liberty. I guess maybe we've just been too fat and happy for so long. We haven't struggled enough to have to really be down on our luck enough to see that something ain't right with this picture.
Right.
And how did we get from point A to point B? It
right.
didn't just happen randomly. It's been a concerted, consistent effort for decades to get us to where we are today. And I think it's got to be the fluoride. I think it's ingredients in the food that we're eating. I don't know what kind of, you know, the GMO food products that we're eating that are just all adulterated and stuff is tainted and crap from these foreign countries. And
right.
I mean, the list of culprits goes on and on and on. But there is something definitely wrong here, Frank. But the thing I wonder, because, you know, I drink a lot of water. You drink a lot of water. Bill Ryle drinks a lot of water. A lot of people I know, you know, drink water. We all drink water. How come some of us wake up to this Frank, and so many others just have their head in the sand.
Well, I've been using a reverse osmosis filter for probably at least a decade or so. So right. I don't get the fluoride. I don't drink that Kool-Aid.
yeah, there you go.
So I drink
that Kool-Aid.
Yeah, and I've been very aware of organics, and I think, you know, I came up to New Hampshire specifically with the intention of starting an organic farm, you know, knowing that people need healthy food and access to it, and then with all the attacks on family farms, the running for sheriff actually was more imperative. But, yeah, and actually, as of the beginning of the year, we have stopped eating anything that is not organic. So we actually have made a major commitment, don't eat out anywhere except maybe an organic restaurant, and pretty much only eat the food when we know where it comes from, and pretty much go right to the farm to get it.
Yeah. Well, I just, you know what, we got to get this information out to people. I've had sheriffs on my show. I've had Sheriff Mack on my show a couple of times. I try to do all I can to bring this information to people. Frank, it's just so imperative. You know, I've stood on the street corner with signs all day long, you know, and signs. And I mean, I've been doing that for years, you know, trying to wake people up. And
right.
1984 is here, and, you know, just different things. And I'm telling you, you just, I don't know. I don't know what the trick is. I truly wish I did. I don't know what the trick is. You know, I don't know if it's going to take a baseball bat upside the head to get somebody to wake up or what. But,
well, I don't know either, and I've felt that same frustration and seen the apathy, and you know, wasted my time trying to talk to people that, you know, the clip that you played about the Chick-fil-A incident, you know, some people don't take the time to educate themselves and don't realize how ignorant they are, and I firmly believe that we cannot possibly educate everyone. I kind of take the position to address the selfish part of human nature, that, you know, what I'm doing up here is going to directly affect an individual's right to keep their own property and to protect their own house from unlawful foreclosure and protect them from rogue IRS agents, things of that nature. And I firmly believe that if you can direct someone or address someone's personal interests, that you'll get their attention much, much quicker than talking about, you know, ethereal things like the Constitution and how wonderful our republic is. Most people don't care. They've not been educated about the importance of it. So I don't know that they really care, or, you know, it doesn't affect their day-to-day life and paying their bills and that kind of thing. So again, I really am hoping that what I can do as sheriff will make a huge difference and impact in my own county. But also, one interesting thing in New Hampshire is, in New Hampshire, the legislature actually expanded the authority of the county sheriff to some extent, whereby my authority actually extends beyond the county limits, so that
really?
I can definitely have an effect in other counties as well. Plenty to do in Hillsborough, but my election could actually affect the entire state of New Hampshire. And as I said, there's at least one other sitting sheriff, plus a number of others that are running for sheriff this year, that are constitutional. They want to do what's right and exercise the full authority of their office. But again, if they're a lone duck, they're going to get picked off, and they're not willing to stick their neck out. I realize that we're on borrowed time right now, and this republic is not going to survive another 4 years of Mr. Obama. And, you know, we have to do something quickly. So this is kind of my last stand, if you will.
Yeah, the sheriffs are key, because Romney certainly isn't going to be any different. He's just going to, you know, come at it from a different angle. But, the same agenda will keep on going on down the road. The steamroller will keep on rolling. How many – do you know offhand how many counties are in New Hampshire, Frank?
There are 10 counties in New Hampshire. And as I said, I'm running in Hillsborough. There's a gentleman in three other counties. There are people that are running for the first time as sheriff that are constitutional, and a sheriff, Conley, in Carroll County, who is a current sitting sheriff, who actually was at Sheriff Mack's conference in January in Vegas. and again, definitely is on the right page, and you know, wants to do you know, what's right. It's kind of tough when you're the only one there, and all the other sheriffs are telling you you're full of nonsense. So again, once there's a few of us there, we can really make a big difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, New Hampshire is supposed to be the free state. I would think there's more people who are tuned into that, you know, the Free State Project, people coming up there to live, to be free and do their thing. I would think that you would get a better reception than, say, here in Philadelphia, where, you know, you know.
I have to say, well, certainly in Philly. I was born and raised in Philly, and, you know, I never really did anything politically in Philly, but I know the Philly machine, and it definitely, there would be absolutely no traction there. Doing some things politically in Montgomery County that you were aware of, just north of Philadelphia, the Good Old Boy Network is strong and healthy there. And the one thing that I saw that was a very stark difference is the local GOP definitely welcomed me. They thank you for running for office. For most of the positions up here in New Hampshire, state rep and state senator, they get a whole $100 a year. That is their salary. So they are true citizen legislators, and that makes a big difference in the way government is viewed. And, you know, the citizens are basically somewhat active. However, it's very similar as with most of the states of the union. People are just trying to make ends meet, and they are not spending any time paying attention to what's going on and don't realize what's coming. So they're just trying to make the ends meet, and it's kind of tough to get them to pay attention when they are worrying about where their next meal is coming from.
Yeah, yeah, dead well. And, of course, their strategy to make that the economy so bad creates this inability of people to focus on anything other than where their next meal is going to come from. And, you know, their tactics, their insidious tactics worked very well. But you know, I always like to say, Frank, excuse me, there are more of us than there are of them.
Yes.
So we got that on our side anyway. That's in our corner.
Right. And actually, you bring up another good point as far as the authority of the sheriff. There's something called the posse comitatus, or the power of the county. I'm sure you're probably aware of that.
Yes.
The county sheriff and the governor are actually the only two public officials who can call up the citizens in the time of an emergency, so that if the sheriff determines that there is some crisis, he can or she can call up the citizens, and in New Hampshire, they're required by the Constitution to answer that call. But the sheriff can rally the citizens in support of whatever crisis that needs to be addressed, and that is an amazing authority. And again, I can imagine needing to do that if things really progress the way they're heading.
Yeah, I can imagine needing to do that as well, Frank. I think all hell's going to break loose here sooner than later, unfortunately. Yeah. In fact, next week I'm going to go. When you were here, you may remember there was a gun store in Philadelphia that was under attack by an organization called Heeding God's Call because they're gun grabbers, and they think that this store in Philadelphia, that's the one they've chosen to assault, should you know, take people's pictures and have cameras and do more than what is required by law for them to be doing. And so I'm going to go down there next Tuesday, I think, because every other Tuesday, I think this group comes and they set up a podium and bullhorns and they disrupt traffic, disrupt business, disrupt the neighborhood businesses and that stuff, because they're trying to get this man who is a law-abiding gun store owner to acquiesce to their demands.
Right.
And you know, I want to go. I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to ask some of these people who come from, like, Bucks County and that stuff. They come into Philly. Mm-hmm. I want them to go a few blocks down to where some of the projects are, and I'm going to say to them, why don't you go down there, ask the people there how many of them are willing to give their guns up to you.
Right, right. Yeah,
you know?
People that promote gun control do not understand what it means.
No, they don't.
Guns are taken away from citizens, and in other countries, history documents over and over again, gun control ends up in massacres. The citizens are slaughtered in, you know, in all these countries. It's just amazing. And people still think that gun control is such a wonderful thing.
Yeah, they just do not know. Frank, we have a caller, one from Philadelphia. Mark is on the line. Mark, go right ahead, please.
Good morning, Maggie. I want to, being I'm in Philadelphia, my understanding is that the office of sheriff here is more like a figurehead than anything else. And so there's a question, I guess, across the board about the effective power of a sheriff to actually protect the individual citizens. That's one thing. And on that note, Maggie, I'm bringing this up from yesterday about the article that I read on Republic about the what happened in Penn State. The question is, can a sheriff arrest the governor in the protection of its citizens?
To directly answer that question, absolutely. One of the authorities of the sheriff is institute a citizen's grand jury. And again, because the office of the sheriff is one that predates the Constitution and is based in common law, this court system is outside of the status quo system, if you will, and violation of oath of office may not be considered a viable cause of action in the traditional court system, but it most certainly is in a common law court. And okay. If the governor is violating their oath of office, that is what the sheriff is supposed to be doing.
Okay, then the next question is, could a sheriff arrest the attorney general of a certain state?
If they are violating their oath of office, that is their duty.
Because what's interesting about that article, and I don't know if you've read the article that's on Republic about what the possible cover-up that's happened over many years over this issue with Penn State, I was just abhorred when I read that article, and I even called. By the way, Maggie, I called the local office for the governor and talked to someone there, and she claims that the governor is one of the greatest guys you could ever meet. Okay? Then when I asked her, I said, well, because she said he did investigate. I said, okay, can you refer me to the paper trail of where there's evidence that shows he did a thorough investigation as the attorney general? And she couldn't refer me to any information. And I'm going to follow through with the current attorney general and find out about that. And I encourage other people to call in about this because I think we should. We need to know if our current governor is, you know, if he did his due diligence to protect the citizens.
People need to take action, Mark.
Yeah, yeah. And they really do. And Mark, to get back to your first question about Philly, what's very interesting is that the office of the sheriff is the same in every county of the union. It doesn't matter. There are two states that theoretically eliminated the office of sheriff. I believe it's Connecticut and Rhode Island. However, it is unlawful for them to do that. This document I talk about basically says that the legislature cannot reduce the authority of the sheriff. And, of course, eliminating the office would be a reduction. So even in those states that don't have currently sitting sheriffs, the office is there, it's just vacant. But as I was saying, every county sheriff has the same authority, the same duty and responsibility. And I know exactly what you're talking about in Philly. Again, that's sort of a poster child for the status quo sheriff. They believe that they're only there for the courts and to transport prisoners and serve civil process, and that is one of the required functions that are necessary. But even in Philadelphia, the office of the sheriff has the same authorities that I'm talking about.
Well, let me ask you this. So in the recourse of this whole deal, and we're just using this as an example, mm-hmm. does the citizen have the right to say, okay, sheriff, in this case, you didn't protect us? In this case with that, what happened in Penn State, I mean, that article talks about the police, but it doesn't talk about the sheriff, I don't believe.
Right.
So where was the my question is, where's the sheriff? Is he out to lunch?
Listen, we're going to hit a break. John, on that note, I'm going to let you go. I'll connect you with Frank. We're going to hit a break. 3 minutes, we'll be back, and we got another caller, and then we're going to run out of time, so we'll be right back, everybody. Hang in there. Mark, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Frank, you can answer that question in 3 minutes.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
Are you ready? Hey, everybody, we're back. My guest this morning is Frank Szabo. He is running for sheriff, Szabo for sheriff.com. I will link to him, his website on mine under the tab entitled podcast, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Frank, do you want to answer Mark's question, if you could, please? And then we'll grab this other caller quickly before the fat lady sings.
Yeah, and Mark, one of the things, I talk about the authority of the sheriff being so awesome. The sheriff is also not a dictator, and there are limits on the authority and controls and checks and balances. In the document I talk about, Anderson on Sheriffs, it specifically states that two county constables can arrest a sheriff who is not doing their duty, or a county coroner, believe it or not. The county coroner has political authority. However, you have to convince them that it's a significant enough issue. And again, it's trying to get public officials to do their job. That's the biggest issue, and you have to have citizen support for that. I really have lost hope for Philadelphia, very honestly, and it's probably one of the reasons why I left. But there are solutions there. Again, you just got to get enough support behind it.
Okay. Let's grab this caller in Texas. John, go ahead, please. Make your point quickly. We're running out of time.
Yeah, I'd like to ask your guest. He explained a little bit about the power of the sheriff using posse comitatus. What about the Marines that we keep hearing about that are not subject or bound to posse comitatus?
The Marines, as in the Armed Forces Marines?
Yes. All over RBN and everything, I keep hearing about how the Marines are not subject to posse comitatus.
Well, the posse comitatus is specifically referring to the power of the county and the citizens of the county. So we're not really supposed to have a standing army anyway, so it really doesn't affect the Marines or any United States Armed Forces. It's a local effort that, again, strictly is referring to the citizens of that county.
Okay. Well, I guess what we keep hearing is that somehow the Marines themselves, not the Army, Air Force, Navy, are not, somehow there's a loophole and they're not subject to that.
Well, as I said, the Posse Comitatus would not apply to the United States military because that's a federal item, and the Posse Comitatus is a county, you know, within a state boundary, and it's a county action.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I know everybody always thinks of Posse Comitatus, and I had heretofore myself, Frank, is, you know, they're not, the military is not supposed to be roaming our streets. They're not supposed
Correct.
To be used for police activities.
Right.
And maybe, I don't know, I had not heard what John had questioned you about before, but is this Anderson on Sheriff's, is that a link to that Anderson on Sheriff's treatise? Is that available up on your website?
And actually, that is a link that I will send to you. I actually just recently found out that one of the sheriff brigades that we were involved with in Pennsylvania out in Butler County has the entire document, the two-volume document, available for viewing online. I was so excited when I saw that because Anderson on Sheriff's is so hard. I don't even have the original books. It is so hard to get, but it is available, and I want to spread that link as far as possible. And, you know, even just the first couple pages is just amazing. So I will give you that link so you can put that on your website.
Okay, super. Oh, I hear the music. We're going to Oz. Listen, Frank, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. Good luck. I'll be in touch. Frank Sabo, saboforsheriff.com. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Maggie.
You're welcome. Listen, everybody, we got to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, because we've got people like Frank Sabo in the world. And, boy, I'm telling you, that's a good thing. Listen, kids, I'll be back, Sunday, my show on Orion at noon if you want to tune in. I actually don't because I'm not. Well, you could, but I'm not on it. I'm taking Sunday off. I'll be back here on Monday, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Tune in, kiddies. I've got Gun Owners of America coming on with me on Monday. See ya.